morning. Today is Monday, September the 28th, 268th day of the new year. Joining us this morning on Talk Shop, presented by Redeck and CDH Penny, is Rob Hartley.
Hey, Bri, how are you?
I am here.
Well, that's
and
a good...
And you are, too.
I am, and that's a good start.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Come a long way.
Who, me or you?
Well, that's true.
Yeah. You got a quote over there?
I do.
You're going to share it?
I am.
Okay, good.
And it's by Winston Churchill. And this one is, I don't have it exactly in front of me, but it said, if you want to lose faith in democracy, talk to a voter for 5 minutes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Isn't
no
that
kidding.
True?
Well,
so, I'm sorry to paraphrase. I got stopped on the way down from Willow Creek today.
And what did Officer Smith say?
Traffic stop.
Oh, I see. Not road construction.
That's the one.
Yeah. Jeez. Okay.
What a beautiful day.
Yeah. You guys have been out of the neighborhood for a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I want to ask you about some of the goofy stuff that's been going on locally.
I actually kind of know about some of this stuff.
Okay. Highway walkers. What is going on?
I don't know about that one.
Oh, okay. We've had, two or three people hit walking the highway late at night in the traffic lanes in the last month.
Well, that's downright frightening. Why would they do that? That's like a suicide wish.
Well, yeah, kind of, sort of. And there was one Sunday morning. It's just, wait a minute, and there was one out here in the safety zone, in the fast lane. Okay. Fine. You know, I mean, we just seem to be having a prevalence of these things, let alone the stabbings and the shootings and
all the other stuff. Well, I thought we were going to be talking about things like oysters and the Humboldt Bay.
Well, we will, but that's not quite as dynamic at this point, but we'll get there.
Highway walkers, oysters.
Is interesting.
It's kind of horrifying. You see it everywhere. We see there's more and more homelessness from what I'm seeing.
You see it in Louisiana?
Yes.
Now, their social structure, government social structure, isn't what California's is.
It is not. Has not been increased to a Herculean level like we have here.
So what attracts them to Louisiana?
Got me, because it sure is hot. And but they are... There are those people, and I think everyone deals with it. It's worse in California. By far, we pay more, but it's still not good.
As you look at some of the different challenges, are you surprised that none of the Republican candidates are discussing homelessness? Now, certainly the Pope's visit kind of brought that to the forefront, I would imagine it. Will be thrown out at them in the next week or so. But are you surprised that it isn't one of, you know, immigration is one thing, but homelessness is right up there along with tax reform?
Well, it should be discussed. It's not discussed. And I don't think it will be discussed. This Holy Father, Pope.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time is 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, the concept of avoiding the homeless issue or avoiding tax reform and some of these other things that are out there, why aren't these guys jumping on board in advance and not waiting for the news media to do it and then to blast the news media for asking it? You know, I mean, it seems to be Trump's thing. If he doesn't have an answer, he's going to blame the messenger. Well, that's kind of a crazy approach. It hasn't worked well
Don't be beating on Trump. Trump.
No. At this point, he and Fiorina are the two that I'm thinking would be an interesting combo. And I think he's stirring it and doing what he should be doing. That part I get. But you can't lash out on the question if the question is valid. How dare you ask me about... Right. Oh, okay. Kind of like Boehner backing out.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something out. I mean, the timing is not coincidental. There's something there. Duh. Well, I just woke up and decided, you know, it's time.
Yep.
Yeah, my eye.
took a look at the Holy Father and said, it's the day.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we're all that stupid. So why not seize the moment?
Because I think the three hot button issues this year are going to be immigration. That's a big one for the Republicans. I don't think the Democrats have a lot of passion. They want them to vote, but as far as passion.
Well, it should be for border states. I mean, just
it ought to be.
Yeah.
Well, it ought to be everywhere. I mean, it's a big deal. Then the next one is the economy. And then for the Democrats, the big one is disparity in wealth. They're all about redistribution. And those are about the three hot button things. Now, do homeless get in there? I don't know if it's a leading issue. I just don't know if that's more of a local issue than a national issue. And so...
That would be interesting to... With the voting blocks being in the major metropolitan areas, tending to be where homelessness is concentrated more than in the rural areas like us, you would think that would be a driver in these large blocks that would swing a state. I mean, we can use Oregon as an example, right? Portland's got, what, 55% of the state population, 60%, something like that in the metro. Okay, I mean, if there's homelessness in Roseburg, yeah, I get it. It's not going to be a mover.
Right.
But if there's homelessness and issues rippling off of that in Portland, your state.
Okay, but how do you nationalize that issue? How do you nationalize
homeless? It's like sales tax or tax reform. I mean,
well, there's a big difference between sales tax and tax reform generically along the lines of a Trump, along the lines of...
See, I would argue it's a nationwide issue. And those are the things that there should be some recognition from the centralized government. Because right now, California's a magnet.
Aren't we, though?
Because we've decided we're going to be doing different things. Okay, or if you try to apply that in other states that aren't called New York and Florida,
yeah,
you're going to get a little bit of a kickback.
Yeah, you're going to get common sense.
There shouldn't be, you know, same thing with sales tax for me. No, you shouldn't have these states that are either handicapping individuals or businesses or other states choosing to wrap it around in a different fashion and saying that there's lower taxes. I mean, it would seem to be some places we've got states' rights, some places we're United States, and I think for those types of things, we're more of a United States, or should be.
Well, it's an interesting thing to talk about. What you're really talking about is democracy. And is it, what is a national issue? What is a state issue? And what's a local issue?
I mean, if healthcare is a national issue, wouldn't you think that these things would be?
Boy, I am horrified to think that you're probably right on that. Yeah, I took that one right, right between the eyes. But the thing that I find that we're losing is good old-fashioned virtue. Are we acting like a virtuous country?
Well, we got politicians instead of statesmen. I mean, it comes with the territory.
I guess that's right. I guess that's right. But it's unclear to me where it all goes.
What do you think is going to play out in the next, let's say 5 months before New Hampshire? What do you think is going to play out? Are we going to see more crash and burns like Walker and Perry? Do you think?
Well, they correctly got out, and really, the question is who shouldn't get out, not who should get out. I think Fiorina's in. She's got to answer. She's brilliant, wonderful, but I don't understand her business record at all. And she hasn't responded well to that. Trump is in for a variety of reasons. I think you're going to see Rubio stay in. Jeb is going to stay in just because he has so much money, but I'm not seeing a path towards to victory for him.
No, he's on a mud slope trying to go up.
He really is. And Cruz could go either way. But it'll be interesting.
How do you see Carson?
Well, I think Carson stands a great chance of unifying with Trump, getting over 50% of the primary voters, and being on the ticket with Trump to run for president.
So you think it could be the two of the three non-politicos?
Yes. I hope so. I categorically reject the concept that you need prior government elected office service. This isn't a government. It's not a profession.
KINS, but it is 8:30. KINS News and Information Time. We'll be back with more from Rob.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time is 8:36. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, so on the political scene, whether it's local or whether it's national, what is the vetting that goes on? You know, I know as a financial contributor and supporter, you put your guys to task to see, you know, is this somebody you want to support or somebody not? How come? Why? You know, on the interview stuff. But on a national basis, what does somebody go through to make that decision to say yes? I mean, I can't have any references to that whatsoever, other than a real healthy ego.
Well, the person running or the person selecting?
Both.
I put them through terrible rigors, and people I've
worse than this show.
Absolutely. Cupcake here, cupcake. And the thing that people, I really put them through the paces, because when you are electing somebody or choosing to support somebody, you are doing that on a set of values. And so you really put them through the test on the values.
A lot of what ifs and how comes? Or what do you think?
And your hot buttons personally, because you're making an investment that in reliance that this person will stick with you. And on these issues, and you know, you do your best to rope them in so that if they change, that you can savage them in the public arena.
So are you looking for Rob Jr., or are you looking for, and I just keep using as my reference, Roger Redoni, somebody who's independent, but whatever the position is well thought and will take whatever the arguments are in discussions.
Incorporate
them into their own decision, not an automaton.
It's a great question. And I'm certainly looking for someone far less flawed than I. On the other hand, Roger was pretty scarily independent. He was kind of what you would call a wild card. And you like to have a core foundation of values that you know they're going to adhere to. And so with predictability.
And party politic or consistency?
Both. I mean, I don't care about parties, but parties.
Harry Reid makes a phone call and gets everybody to vote party line?
Yeah,
now let's get the Republican version of the same. That's okay?
It all does come down to votes and how you vote. On the other hand, there is a lot that goes on in the background, things that don't come to votes, things that do come to votes, language in the vote. So don't just focus on the singular vote. it's not to be underestimated, but what are you doing in the background to control the content of the vote? Or shape it, rather.
It's amazing how powerful words can be.
It is, and it's very frightening to see what can happen. Boehner lost control of the narrative. I think there are the majority of Republicans were told that elections have consequences, and by golly, if we take the House, that'll be different. They weren't. By golly, if we take the Senate, things will be different. They weren't or aren't. And so he's now paying that price. What do I think Boehner didn't do? Boehner didn't fight for principles very hard in a public way.
Isn't that the key?
I think.
Now you just talked about the background,
with yeah,
the wording and some of the activities that go on there. But for me, particularly, and I am just hypothesizing, but I would imagine it's the same case, as starved for news as the local media is, same thing on the national level. I mean, when you see some of these goofy stories that have a news cycle of a day and a half, you wonder, they're looking for things also. So why not do it in a public setting? You're fighting so that people understand that you are fighting for the principle. You are trying to accomplish whatever it is that the folks voted you in for, either on a national basis or on a local basis. And at least then you can say, see, we tried. We gave it our best shot. This one didn't work. Hopefully the next one will.
That's right. But what people don't like, on the, at least the conservative side, is the lack of desire to fall on your sword. Really, conservatives have wanted these people to fall on their swords, and if they don't get reelected, they don't get reelected. And that's the—
True to the cause.
True to the cause, purity to the cause. And so look at the power of the purse. That power of the purse is remarkably powerful in the House. Unutilized for all intents and purposes. Oh, we'll shut down the government. You know, there are those of us who do think that that's good.
Levin had a great line Friday night. I don't know if you heard it or not.
I did not.
He said it's 7:30 on the west, on the East Coast. Government shut down.
No, the invisible hand of the government never shuts down.
For most of us, that's the definition, right? The doors are closed. And
yeah.
People go home. Shut down.
Well,
you know, particularly if it's, what do they call it, non-important or non-essential.
Non-essential
services. That's what we see. That's what we feel. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Well, and then they say, well, if government shuts down, you won't get your Social Security check. Let's do a surgical shutdown. Let's do a surgical one. Okay. Let's say who gets paid and who doesn't, and let's make it a long bill. And so you really start tailoring it. It could be fun. I enjoy legislation, and I enjoy the words.
The gamesmanship, yeah.
I don't enjoy the gamesmanship because I don't find politicians generally to be very smart. And when you start dealing with these politicians, they're not usually too smart.
I did love one line, and we get run to the break, when the Pope was speaking in front of the Congress. He said there should be nothing special, no difference between those making the rules and those being ruled. Immediately flashed to retirement programs. And some of the special things that the electeds have and what they choose to include themselves with and what they choose not to include themselves
with. And how do they do that with a straight face? How do they look at you and me and say, I'm doing it? That's just hypocrisy at its highest form.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42. We'll be back with more from Rob Barkley.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time is 8:47. Final couple minutes this morning with Rob Barkley. Rob, the Pope came to town. Well, not our town, but he came to some lucky towns.
Yes.
Were you surprised at the outpouring? Just the sheer 80,000 people in Central Park to see him drive by? I mean, How cool is that? For me, I mean, how cool is that? What did you think?
I thought it was wonderful. And we're a religious nation, and I thought it was great that the Pope and the statement of religion that he represents was given the deference he was and the enthusiasm.
What was your favorite line for his 4 days?
I am not as far left as you think.
I love the one where he was talking about the sanctity of life.
Well, that was good.
And he got the applause with the no death penalty, but then when he said no abortion, everybody goes quiet. Hey, you don't think he's going to have a continuum and be consistent with his thought?
Well, I don't know about this Holy Father. He's a conundrum to me and requires occasional confessions.
But he did certainly bring Catholicism to the forefront. And hopefully they'll be doing something about the pedophilia and that kind of stuff and do something to those goofballs. But it was interesting to sense that there was a recognition again of our basic fundamental foundations in religion.
Well, I thought that was great. I thought he came across as a Peronist, which is just a totalitarian socialist. I've been surprised that he hopped into the climate change issue the way he has. And he surrounded himself by just some real left-wing people on that.
Yeah, and if that's where you want to go, then that should be a global thing, not just an American thing.
Well,
I mean, the guy from China is at the other side of the country, and we're not talking about Chinese pollution and spewing and all these other elements also?
Of course. No, it was a big guilt trip for the United States. I personally was not I admire his position, and obviously I to a great extent worship and recognize his position, but I thought he spoke on a lot of lay issues on which he knows nothing. And he proved that to my great satisfaction.
Yeah, okay, I'll see you in the confessional.
All right, buddy.
That'll be interesting times. Hopefully, you know, next month, things will be more normal. We'll talk normal stuff.
Yeah, first of all, duck season opens. So the next time we talk, duck season will have been open.
Good. We'll be looking for Aaron shots.
Back to basics.
Cross the bow, yep. Thanks for coming by, bud. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.